There aren't enough doctors. That's true across the country, but especially in rural areas. A quarter of people living in rural America say they recently couldn't get the health care they needed. That stat comes from a new poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. NPR's Kirk Siegler has more.
Taylor Walker is wrapping up the lunch shift at the Bunkhouse Bar and Grill in Arthur, Nebraska. It's a tiny dot of a town ringed by cattle ranches. She's 25, pregnant, due in August. It's 4 hours round trip to see her obstetrician in North Platte.
I was just like having some terrible pain with this pregnancy, and I couldn't get in with my doctor.
You miss a day of work and get all the way down there, only to find out that your doctor isn't the one who's on call.
So then we had to make 3 trips down there just to get into my regular doctor.
This inconvenience is part of life in Arthur County, a 700-square-mile slice of Nebraska prairie that's home to only 465 people. It's always been a chore to get to a doctor out here, but things are getting worse.
We rarely ever go to the doctor unless if we have to, just because everything is so far away and expensive. So,
another complaint you hear is that doctors don't stay in rural America anymore. The old courthouse, Teresa Boland says it used to be you'd have one family doctor who knew your family history, delivered all your kids. Today, she says, the new doctors don't know us.
For us here, if they understand our lifestyle better, younger doctors coming in, they really don't understand how a cowboy can go that long with pain and not come to the doctor till he absolutely has to.
Small-town family practices are closing, and the new generation of doctors tends to arrive from cities and work out of hospitals. Well, the closest hospital to Arthur is 40 miles south. Dr. Christopher Wong is one of just 2 family practice docs at the 18-bed Ogallala Community Hospital.
Yeah, so right now we're walking through our clinic here. And
Wong is from suburban Denver, 3 hours away, but worlds apart from western Nebraska.
I mean, I grew up in city life. I mean, most of the people I take care of out here are ranchers and farmers.
It's been an adjustment. Today, Dr. Wong is signing a birth certificate after a recent delivery. He and the mom got creative. She tends to go into labor fast, he says, but she lives more than an hour from the hospital, and this is calving season on her ranch.
There's complications with making sure her husband's there and present, to having someone to bring her to the hospital, so we brought her into the hospital when she was 39 weeks so we could induce her.
Just another day. And a doctor in a small town is always on, even when he's not. Wong runs into a patient at the store who will ask him about this ailment or that. He also takes call every other weekend. He's got a girlfriend in Denver and tries to get down there when he can.
It's very hard to get away. It's very hard to separate it all. And I think that's why it's also hard to get physicians into rural practice, because it's hard to maintain a personal life.
Burnout is high. The hospital's CEO, Drew Dostal, understands why.
Work-life balance is a big piece. They want to go home at some time.
Each year, American medical schools churn out far fewer doctors like Wong who do family practice and OB than there are open positions. Dostal even offers $100,000 signing bonuses. He says it may get them out here for a few years, but they don't tend to become part of the community, and they're usually lured away.
And I think the challenge of that, physicians who have to move on to help get their debt paid off, challenges the patients as well. They want to know them. They want them to stay forever. But it just isn't a reality in today's healthcare.
This hospital serves a huge area of about 15,000 people from Ogallala to tiny Arthur. And they need at least one more family practice doc. Retaining doctors is inextricably linked to critical access hospitals like this staying open. In our poll, nearly one of every 10 respondents said their small town hospital had recently closed. Hospital officials told me a more effective solution than signing bonuses might be if medical schools did more to go out and recruit potential students from rural towns, like Dr. Jessica Liebhardt.
Was looking to get back to my roots, and being from Imperial, Nebraska, about 50 miles away, this was really close and looked like the right fit for us.
In January, the hospital was thrilled to hire Liebhardt, a second family practice OB, to join Dr. Wong.
You know, my husband and I will be out for dinner, and then pretty soon someone stops by. But that's part of it, and that truly is becoming part of the community and part of the family that the small town is.
Doctors who want to be part of the small town family. Maybe one solution to addressing the worsening doctor shortage in rural America. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Ogallala, Nebraska.